Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us. This is Iram Said with the Global Telesummit Series From Heartache to Joy and Bliss Up Now. Welcome to this brand new call with one of our returning speakers, Sohail Khan Yousafzai. I had the distinct pleasure of introducing him to you guys back in July, and it was very exciting. It was the first time that Sohail had ever appeared on any public platform. And that too upon my request, because he is a long-term dear friend of mine, my own personal oracle. And I shared his very fascinating story with you guys last time, that he is a quantum jumper. Very few of those are around, although they are. I have personally met only two. One, the other one was also on our show, Pam Osley, and then that's when I realized that my friend Sohail was exactly what she did, a quantum jumper. So we're going to find out again from Sohail. For those of you that didn't catch the details last time, we're going to find out from him exactly what quantum jumping is. We're very grateful that he has agreed to be on the show again to talk to you guys. Last time, Sohail had, on my request, opened up sessions, one-off sessions that he has never done, because he only works with clients long-term that are kind of his VIP clients, people that really, really want to move forward in their lives in a powerful, very focused way. And he didn't do these one-off sessions, but I know that my community could have really used that help from Sohail, and he graciously provided us with 100 sessions that went. We were sold out within, I think, 48 hours of announcing that. And I am very pleased to let you guys know that almost, I think, 90% of those sessions are now completed, and we have had fantastic feedback from people that took those sessions. Comments like, this was the most profound session of my life. And then somebody else said that I got such clear answers that I am able to move forward in a really, really positive and powerful and focused way. Another person by the name of Caroline said Sohail's guidance was phenomenal. Maria said, transcendental level up from other oracles I have consulted, which is what my experience has been, that he is just not, he's not like any other oracles or readers or psychic readers or channels that you have met. He's very, very different. And that's the feedback that we got from a lot of our listeners as well. And June said that after my session was over, I was in a daze. And that's what a lot of people say about him, too. In the beginning, that's what used to happen with me as well, because sometimes the future that he sees for us is so beyond our imagination that it just leaves us in a daze, questioning, how can that be true? How is that possible? And he tells people in the sessions that don't ask me how or why or, you know, how it's going to happen. That's what I see for you, and that's what's going to happen. And since I've known him for 6 years, I'm very used to it now that, you know, in the beginning I would just be, oh, this is just too crazy. I can't believe this. But everything he has told me has come true with minor variations. Sometimes, you know, the timing might be just a little bit off, but all the things that seemed impossible, when they do happen, and I tell him, and he just laughs and he says, see, I told you, but you didn't believe me at that time. So it's a really great opportunity to work with someone like him who can not only see what is in store for us, but he can also guide us in making decisions that are perhaps we're faced right now. I do that all the time in business decisions, in even in real estate decisions, in finding out if, you know, if I'm getting a feeling about a certain partner, business partner, that I'm just not sure about, then I can consult with him, and he can read that person really clearly and tell me whether they are sincere, whether their intention is to be trusted or not, and if I need to watch out for them, that they might be okay, but watch out for, you know, such and such and such, because, you know, they're perhaps weak in doing their research, so you will need to do more research, stuff like that. He's also able to read people's blocks very clearly, and we'll talk to him about that. We'll talk with him about all of that. So we had all these amazing, I encourage you guys to take a look at the offer page, because not only does that have his really fascinating story, how he got started, how he first realized that he had this gift. We won't be able to go into that today because we don't have time. We really want to focus on readings today, because he told me after he did the sessions with so many people from this wonderful FHTJ community is that he has never met such a, you know, profound group of people that are so heart-centered, so loving, so beautiful, so high in vibration, that he really enjoyed doing all this work with them, and he would like to serve more people through these quick mini readings. And then we will talk about, if you want to work with Sohail, then how can you do that now? There are only two spots. We're going to talk about a very exciting offer that he has discounted for you guys, over $3,000 in discount in how to work with Sohail over a weekend, where you can have a profound and life-changing breakthrough with him. So I am going to invite Sohail and say hello. And hi, Sohail, how are you?
Hi, Aram. Good morning. It was such a beautiful, and I would say I'm humbled. It was such a beautiful intro. I don't know if I deserve all that. It's just like I keep telling all your community members also, I am just a mail boy. I'm just an office boy. I just read you your mail. This is what you are, and this is where I see you. But thank you so very much for inviting me once again. And thank you very much for giving such a beautiful intro. Much obliged.
No, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. you know, as you know, I am I'm at a business conference in Vegas. Actually stuck in Vegas right now because my flight to Dallas got canceled due to the heavy rains. But yes, while I was in Vegas, I was. I just want to share with my community that I was meeting with some very high-level people in my field. Like, you know, this is about people that have internet-based companies, internet marketers, and e-commerce people. So just meeting with those, with them. And these are, some of these people are, you know, very, what you would call high rollers, quick decisions that they need to make in their businesses. And, kind of that alpha personality people. And when I mentioned Sohail to some of them, they could not wait. They were begging me, can you please introduce us to your friend, because we need somebody like that by our side in making our business decisions. And so I made a couple of introductions, and hopefully they're going to be working with you too. So it was very exciting to see, especially when I was getting their feedback after they had talked to you. That was very exciting. And I was very happy to see that your talents can be put to so much good work in helping people, not only making the right choices, like it's almost like you can see, okay, if I have to, I'm kind of faced with a fork in the road. Do I move right? Do I move left? And then if I move right, what are the consequences? If I move left, what are the consequences? It's so helpful to have someone see that and guide people in saying, okay, you know what I see, in order for you to get to where you need to get to or the divine destiny that has been written for you, moving, you know, taking that right road is going to take you there faster and with less obstacles. I think that's a really profound gift. So I want to ask you, Sohail, I know that when you did these sessions, it was very helpful for people to actually understand exactly what it is you do and how do you do it. So let's begin with that, please.
Okay. Iram, like I have told you earlier, also to put it very short because we don't have much time here on this platform of yours, but to put it very short, you know, it's basically you master pushing your soul out. Soul is the most powerful thing in a human's body, most powerful. All humans have been trying to do all researches on it, but they couldn't find anything. So I push my soul out. So it is the maximum I have been able to do it is 1.3 seconds. That's about it, 1.30 seconds. I know a guy who used to do it for about 2 seconds. Because you can't keep your soul out of your living body. So it goes out, believe it or not, it travels hundreds of millions of miles. The parallel universe is not that near, right? It's in the future, and of course, a universe is very long, like distance-wise. So anyway, time distance does not exist out there, but it travels, and in less than a millionth of a second, it comes back to my body. So where I jump, I take a picture with my eyes, my memory, whatever you call it. I call it a camera. So I take a picture, I come back, I discuss with whoever is doing the session with me. And at the same time, to reconfirm it, I go through this portal door into the divine library, as we discussed it the last time. And all this is done in millionth of a second. So I check your destiny, the main pillars, bring it back here, wherever the session is happening, and I discuss with the client. Now, the thing is, too much of jumping and all this, I'll be honest with you, I never told you that it takes a lot of energy from me. And honestly tell you, I've been having these headaches. I'm not saying it, but you know what? It does, and it does, because it's something abnormal you do. It is not a normal thing your body is doing, your soul is doing. So it's a lot of energy which is consumed. And if the session is a shorter one, like I was discussing that day also with you, if it is a shorter one, I can definitely tell you a lot. But like with you, because I talk often, and I have you now fixed in my head. So to reach out to you, it is so easy. To reach out to your future, it is so easy. So if I could, by the time I hardly get to know the client, to know the client, the session is over. You see? I was telling you that day also that these small sessions, they become a little difficult for me. In that way, I will still tell you, but I'm not able to fully, if I could get a full complete 1 day or 2 days, in that I can open a lot of things to you. So something like that and too much of
and standard. that's kind of what happened with me, you know, over the years, because it's kind of like you have my coordinates, right? You have my coordinates, you can go there very quickly. So I want everybody to understand this is because we're so used to working with psychics and readers. When a quantum jumper is working with you, they do have psychic abilities, but when they're doing a reading, they have to find you in the future. And for that, they can, like Sohail said, it's very, very quick where they can they go into that dimension and come back. So they need to make sure that whatever they have connected with, the coordinates that they have located actually belong to you. So in the quest, in the beginning, Sohail asks some qualifying questions from whoever he's in session with. Like perhaps he will come back with a number and say, what does this number mean to you? And I see that that happens a lot with the readings that he does. And as astounding as it is usually the house number or the office number address. It's the address of the person. And a lot of times in the beginning, they don't even realize, like, oh, I don't know what this number, I don't know if this holds meaning. And then they suddenly realize, oh, yeah, that's my address. And it's pretty, I've seen it happen many, many times. Or he will bring back a name, which will be someone very important, like your spouse, your partner, your parent, your child, that who's this person. Or your business partner. So, and they're very exact. It's not like somebody whose name starts with a P. He actually says out the whole name. I've seen him give a reading to people where they wanted to know if they were going to find their soulmate, and he not only described the person whom they have not yet met, also gave their name. So that too happens at times. But this becomes stronger when he is able to spend more time with a person, whether it is on the phone or in person. In person, correct me if I'm wrong, Sohail, in person seems to work the fastest and the strongest, because I guess you are able to connect to their energy in a stronger way because you're physically together.
Absolutely, 100%. You have become more of a you can actually write a book on it. You are so correct.
But I can't do the reading. I understand what you do, but I can't do it.
No, but you understand it to the hilt. I mean, to the last one. So exactly. So the thing is, the more I'm with you, there's a lot of thing about energies also, and we all believe in that. You believe in that, most of your audience would believe in that energy. You see, if I can actually feel your energy, I definitely do on a Zoom session also. But being a face-to-face would be so powerful and so wonderful that I can actually then mentally all, I'm all there. So like I'm with you. And And it really, I don't know how to put it in words, but it is literally like a spark. I connect very quick. That way I connect very quick. On a Zoom session, of course, by the time I know whoever is the session is happening with, you know, by the time I connect, half of the time is lost, you know. And and by the time I gear up, like I put my car in the first gear, or the second gear, try to push it, the session gets completed. So it is just a matter of being physically at a place, definitely. Like you want me to be maybe at a house. I can tell you a lot about that house when I'm physically in that house. I will be able to tell you about a building, about a house. The friend of mine, he had a very beautiful and ancestral house, and he wanted me to give him some reading. So he invited me over, and I went there, and I told him things he couldn't believe. So,
Like what things?
Okay, so he was a little, this thing with some spirits of his elders being in the house, and stuff like that. And as bad news, there had been some bad incident in the house. So we kept talking on the phone, but I used to always tell him that I need to be actually in the house. And he did invite me over. I went over and I told him everything as it was. And he said, I don't believe it. You don't even know anything. And how can you tell me all this stuff? I said, because I see it. It's so clear. I don't know. Why can't you see it? So he kept laughing. He said, well, I can't see it because I can't do what you do. So, like a lot of things about, you know, what had happened previously with his ancestors and all that sort of stuff, you know. Being physically at a place, whether be with a human or be in a house or be in a building or be on a piece of land, of course, it's totally different. It's definitely totally different.
That's amazing. So I think that, a lot of people waste these energies and talents of good readers because they're such skeptics. They shouldn't even ask those questions, you know. I think you should first understand the science. How is this even possible? Understand the science that, yes, this is very possible, and there's a scientific explanation for it. And then maybe, you know, for me, excuse me, it's not that when I first started talking to you, it's not that I doubted what you did, but being a Telesummit owner, I've met so many psychics and readers. I'm surrounded by them, right? So when I first found out that you do readings, I just wasn't that impressed because I thought, I'm sure he does. Yeah, I'm sure he does, but, you know, so what? And then it wasn't until you actually did a reading for me that I jumped out of my skin, that this is as if he's standing right next to me, because you described not just my house, how it looks from the outside, but also from the inside, my bedroom. So it was very freaky to me that it seemed like you were standing right there, and it freaks me out. And since
I wanted to impress you,
Well, I was impressed. So, but since then, you have helped me in making so many decisions. I feel, Suhail, that a lot of times people do this stuff for fun. It's intriguing. It's, you know, people are curious, and that's all great. But I think that one of the most profound benefits of what you do, and perhaps that's why the divine has given you this gift, is that you are able to bring hope where none exists. And that's what I got feedback from our clients that did their session with you, that some of them were pretty much at the end of their road. And for you to be able to not only show them, but really instill that hope in them, I think that is one of the most profound gifts, because hope is everything. Without hope, when we lose hope, that is, you know, when we basically are saying, I want to give up, we forget that there is a higher power, a very benevolent, loving, gracious power, compassionate power that has our back. But, you know, circumstances of life can break people, and we begin to become hopeless. We start losing hope. We start feeling exhausted and tired. And somebody like you comes along and says, no, 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 no. You have no idea what kind of an awesome life is just around the corner for you. I mean, you've done that for me also when I was just really down not too long ago, three, 4 years ago. And you would tell me that you have no idea how you're going to be so excited, you're going to be, and all of that happened. But at that time, you just feel like, oh, I feel so, you know, bogged down. I feel under so much pressure. So, all right. So today we're going to be doing some quick readings for people, and then we're going to talk about the weekend getaway that we have with Suhail. You guys can take a look at that. we will talk about it soon. It's basically blissupnow.com/Suhail Weekend, or just press the, you can click the link that has been given to you, and we'll talk about it, because you will need to understand what happens in the weekend and how to book a consultation to see if you're a right fit, because Suhail is very picky about who can work with him for this weekend breakthrough. It is a life-transforming life-changing experience, but he, like I said, he's very picky about it because he does not want to take your money unless he knows that he can help you. So in order to determine that, you have to get on a consultation call with him, and then he can tell you whether, you know, whatever your issue is, he will tell you whether he can help you or not. So we'll talk about that in after we do these mini readings. So stay on if you're interested in finding out more. He has only given us 2 spots, and we only have those 2 spots to offer to FHT Day community. So just giving you a heads up on that. Now, I'm going to lower everybody's hands for right now because I want to make sure that you guys understand. We are appreciative of Sohail's time that he has given us for these mini readings. I noticed last time we kind of got a little bit wishy-washy on that. So I just want to make sure, please have a very clear question. Things like, is there anything Sohail wants me to know? Is there anything important I should know from Sohail? Please don't do that because the time is limited. And as he has already explained, that typically he needs about 10 to 15 minutes to connect with a person's energy. However, with these mini readings, I asked him and he said the more precise and clear the question, the more the stronger I can make the connection.
Absolutely.
So we need to have, yeah, if you are faced with a decision, if you have just been blocked and you can't figure out what's going on, if you want to know about your future, like something specific that you want to know. Am I going to stay in this business? Am I going to leave? Am I going to get a new job? I'm thinking about moving. Should I move to the West Coast or the East Coast or this country or that country? Do you see me in such and such place? Ask a very clear, specific question, please. For today's readings, we are asking that you don't ask questions about loved ones that have passed on. He can give those answers. But again, that's a totally different realm. You know, the realm where the departed souls have gone to, that is a completely different realm. And again, it takes a lot more energy from out of Sohail. So we are asking for today's calls to questions to be more to do with this realm, you know, to the planet Earth and your life right now. And if you have specific questions regarding that. So please raise your hand by pressing *2, and we will start picking callers from that list. So again, ask very specific questions. If you had raised your hand earlier, I lowered everybody's hand, so your hand is no longer raised. We just wanted to make sure that you had these clear instructions, and that way people that really need help can get some direction from Sohail. So I know you don't like picking numbers, Sohail. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the first caller. 260 area code, you are on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
who's this?
Hi, my name is Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. What's your question, dear?
So right now I am feeling at a crossroads in my marriage, and I'm just not sure what to do, so I'm kind of looking for some guidance about whether, you know, it's my highest and best to stay together or not.
I'm so sorry you're facing that. Yeah, go ahead, Sohail.
Yeah, Jennifer. I would say try to remove the misunderstandings, please. There is too much misunderstandings between you two. Okay? I can understand as much, but the loss is going to be something which you both will not be able to take. I would suggest that you try to sit with a gentleman and you try to resolve it. It will get resolved. It's just that you both are not ready to sit and talk it out. I seldom encourage breaking away just like that. In a marriage, you have to put in your last, the utmost last. And you're still, you both have still not put in everything in it. Like in a sense, you need to sit on a table and discuss. And I'm quite sure this will get resolved if you try to talk it out. It will get resolved.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Jennifer? Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, sure. It does.
I'm sorry. Good. I'm sorry if I'm giving you anything. You know what? I can understand you must be saying, oh, so hell, you don't know what we have gone through. And I can understand. Trust me, I'm a human being. I'm not an angel. I'm not an entity. I understand. But in marriage, dissolving a marriage, we lose everything. Everything. And your this thing has been so beautiful. Union has been so good in the past. Please sit down, try to talk it out. It will get resolved. I promise you. Just give it some time. It will get resolved.
Do you see them together in the future?
They are together. Irem, a little here, a little there. You know, like we humans are. You know, both are too sensitive. Both of them are too sensitive. And I think ego is playing a very big role in this. Ego. So they are together, a little here, a little there. Please try to settle it down. You are together. Okay? I request you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
and good luck, sweetheart. Good luck.
Thank you.
I know.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You know, just remember, the relationship sometime is the best teacher. For me, relationships really have been the tool, the vehicle for self-discovery and self-transformation. And I'm very blessed. I'm very grateful that it was, because intimate relationships force us to see parts of ourselves that we are otherwise not only unwilling to see, but we usually don't even know that they're there. But the nature of intimate relationship is that it brings up all of that. So good luck to you, my dear. Next person in line is 847 area code. You are on. 847.
Hi, how are you? This is Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
How are you? My question is, my husband and I have different opinions as far as to where we would like to live. So I'm pretty much would like to stay in the United States, but his idea is more like maybe going to Europe. So my question is, what would be in the best interest for me at this point? Should I just, decide and go to Europe, or I just don't know. It's a big question.
Margaret, hi, this is Sohail. You know what? I would say give it a try, because I see a movement, and it is definitely out of country, and you both are together. So what does that mean? So if you both are together, it is movement, it is out of country, so it is Europe. Okay. I would say please have an open mind. Do go to Europe. Mm-hmm. You will like it. Trust me.
Okay.
You will be much happier. There is no harm for you as such. I don't see any harm. I see you moving, number one. It is out of USA, mm-hmm. number two. So most probably Europe, because you have named Europe. And it is okay for you. Like, there is nothing wrong. It is just the fear that you have moving to a place which you don't know. And trust me, I have the same. I have the same. But so many times you realize that, later on you'll realize and you'll say, oh, my God, this was so beautiful. I should have come here earlier. So this is going to harm your life, or is not going to jeopardize your life or anything. So I would say make this move. and make this move with an open mind, please. Don't have a closed mind. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have an open mind and you'll see it will work out.
And that will work hard for me to be able to do something there, like for myself. Because I don't just want to be my husband and he's been doing his thing and I'll be like, whoa.
You know, for initial about a year, you would be just trying to find out your north, south, east, and west. You will just try to find your bearing over there. After a year,
okay.
I think that you get busy with work. So there is a work that you do, and you make money on it. So, like, you'll be totally engrossed into that living in Europe, wherever you'll go. Give it a year, you go there, you try to find your bearing, and you'll be good.
You'll be
okay. Right. Thank
awesome.
You.
Okay. Awesome. You're welcome. Hope that helped. Awesome. Thank you, Suhail. That's awesome. So that's great. If you're moving to a new place and you know you're going to be fine, it's going to take a year. So
inshallah.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
That's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Okay. Next person in line. 810. 810, you are on.
Hi, my name is Melanie Joy.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Melanie. What's your question?
My question is that I am starting a new business in bioenergetics. I do not have a practitionership and anything else right now, so I don't have a clinic. It's been very, very hard to get new people. I do have a full-time job that I'm working right now, but I have been given until September 15th to decide if I'm staying or not. So I'm at a crossroads right now, and I need help knowing what my blockage is to make me feel good about going forward, because the business and the product and everything that I'm offering, I absolutely know that it's a godsend and that people need it. So it's not that. I don't know what else is blocking me.
Hi, Melanie. This is Sohe. Is it possible, I don't know, that you work, okay. Is it a full-time commitment, this thing that the business that you're starting? Is it a full-time commitment, or can you do it after, say, work hours or whatever? It's a full-time commitment.
It needs to be successful, yes.
Okay, in order to be successful, I would say go ahead. Take the divine creator, Allah's name. Trust me. Just pray to him. Just tell him, Allah, you are, oh God, you are the creator, and I submit to you. And you see, this will, I would say give it till 20. Okay, beginning it would be little slow. Do not get discouraged. Do not get discouraged. Please, I repeat. If you have to skip one odd coffee a day, does not matter. People have done more than that for the businesses to come up. I'm just giving you an example, okay? Put your hand to it. Just pray to the divine creator just like this. Oh, God, please help me. Please help me. This is my everything. And then you see initially it'll be slow. Cross 2023 summer. You will bring me back. You will try to find me. You cannot imagine where you'll go for this business.
Wow.
Do you see a block that I need to work through in order to get there? I've been doing that, so I feel like there's something
block,
else helping
I would
me.
Just, block, I would just request you one thing. Please, every day, 30 seconds, if you could call your divine creator. Please call your divine creator every day, 30 seconds. 30 seconds is because... But it's not because the divine creator doesn't have time for you. It is because you get bored. Call him out. Tell him I worship you. There is nothing but you. And please help me out. Please help me out. Cry to him if you want to cry. That is the biggest block remover in any Homo sapien human's life. Trust me. I have been there. This is one password that I didn't know about. That it is so easy to remove your block. Just call him out, cry with him, laugh at him, smile with him, tell him in your own English words, please remove my block and be firm about it. You've seen how you will sail through. You will sail through like a boat in the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. So,
okay, thank you.
There's a lot of noise in the background. Okay, thank you, dear.
I'm sorry.
You're welcome. I don't know if it's yours. Let me see. Yeah, that was Melanie's, actually, line. So I just want to recap for everybody, because we talked about it in the last call, that like myself, Sohail is a devout Muslim. A lot of his clients, although they're from all over the world, but they understand that, you know, he uses Muslim terminology, especially when he's doing reading. That's okay. Don't be sorry. I just want everybody to know that, especially when he's doing readings, because it's kind of hard for him to be in two dimensions and also have access to language like we normally do.
Absolutely.
So he sometimes has a hard time saying things, forming words, sentences. So I've seen him do readings, so I know. So please be aware that he will say Allah's name. He will use that kind of terminology. But whatever is the creator or the God of your understanding. Sohail does believe in God, as do I. So whatever you believe in, that there is this divine intelligence that is loving, that is compassionate, and has my back. So that's basically it. I just wanted to tell you guys that's
absolutely
basically what he's referring to. So just don't be offended. This is not to offend anybody, but it's just want you guys to be aware. Okay. Next person in line is 805 area code. You are on. 805.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Colleen.
Hi, Colleen.
This is so great. My question is, I was wondering why in this lifetime I chose to have so much autoimmune sickness and getting into accidents.
Okay. Colleen, hi. This is Sohail.
Hi.
Know what? Hi. So, okay. But you're quite well now. As considering your autoimmune thingy. I mean, like, it's not as bad as it used to be. Am I right?
You're right, but it's a lot of, it's chronic fatigue.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, so quickly to tell you, we all have destinies, okay? It is so beautiful. These destinies, the way they have been written, because they have been written by the divine creator. Like, again, I would mention, I call him Allah, you call him any God, anything, divine creator. Okay. This divine creator has written these destinies so beautiful. So beautiful. Okay, you would say, what is the beauty about it? I'm in accidents, I'm autoimmune diseases, all this. Yes. Now, the thing is, either you can have a beautiful initial life, because life is divided in two parts, I believe, and then a very difficult one later on. Or you can have a little struggling or a difficult one the first half, and have the most beautiful life the second half. Honestly, if I give you a choice, you would choose this one, that you could have the difficult one when you're young, or when it's your initial years of your life, meaning to say the first half from 1 to 50, and then later on from 50 onwards, it should be an easy life. So Allah chooses it for you. And if you've had this problem, it is over. By the way, you yourself confirmed it. It's no more there. Accidents, a little here, a little there, I do understand. But He has always saved you. He has always saved you. He never gave you death in any accident, or He never paralyzed you to that an extent. So that is His blessing. And they all have messages in them, which He declassifies after a little while. And you do come to know about it. Honestly, you will come to know after a little while why were these accidents there in your life? What I see is you will get cleared of this autoimmune diseases. Accidents, just be a little careful around the corner. Just be always careful. That's about it. I don't see any trouble for you. Trust me, Pauline. I don't.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Okay. I want to take one of these international callers.
Please.
So I don't know. This is, I think this is England. 44 is the country code, and then 737, you are on. Hello? 44737? Going once, twice.
Hi, you said
okay. Oh, yes, yes, we can hear you. Who's this?
This is Irina. Yes, I'm from London, and I can't believe it. Thanks. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. What's your name, dear?
Zina.
R-E-E-N-A. Zina?
Yeah.
Zina. Okay, welcome. All right.
Zina. It starts from R, Romeo.
Rina.
Romeo, and then Edward, Nancy, Apple, Rina?
Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah.
Okay, hi, Rina. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. And what's your question, dear?
So we have been looking for a house, our own house, because I have been renting. And we have finally found a house, but there are...
Rina, I'm sorry, you got cut off. Rina, I think there's something wrong with her connection. So I'm going to move on. If you can call back, Rina. And, yeah, she got disconnected, so she's no longer on. The other international number, again, 44 country code, 798 is the number. You're on. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Imran. Hi, Sahar. Thank you so much for taking my call. I do appreciate it. My question is, for the past, I think, 8 months, I've been struggling with my health, and I just want to know what block. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what I can learn from this to get back on track. But, you know, if there was just a step I could take to start healing myself, I don't know whether it's something you can help me with this afternoon. Thank you.
Hi, Linda.
Hi there. Thanks, Sonia.
You're welcome. My pleasure. So this is since the last 6 months, 8 months that you are...
Yes. I haven't been at work yet. Back.
Okay. Can I ask you if you want to, what's the sickness that you are down with?
Well, the GPs are now putting it down to long COVID, you know, breathlessness, fatigue, anxiety, brain fog. Yeah,
okay.
It's kind of a mishmash of, yeah. So
I wasn't going into specifics, but
it's this, say, you know, it's... Yeah.
I completely understand. It's very strange, Linda. I don't see any sickness with you. So, you see, this is future. So, I don't see any sickness. So, what does that mean? I don't think so. This is a lab. So, this will just clear up. Anxiety, yes.
Yes.
You do
have anxiety.
Linda, you need to let go of the past, please. As difficult as it is, as difficult as old memories, bad memories, you know, I can't. Sometimes it is difficult for me to let go some of my memories. And to tell you honestly, this lady here, Iram, she helps me out. And it is very difficult to get rid of old memories, anxiety, depression. That is the only block you have.
Okay.
Rest, health-wise, give yourself another 3 months, 4 months. I would say by end of this year, you'll be all fighting fit. But you need to get the, what do you call anxiety, which triggers depression, which triggers your blood pressure, and which trigger later on your kidney problem. So please stay from it. Please
all
stay
right.
away from anxiety.
Okay.
It's as easy to say, it is very difficult to do, but please try to practice that as much as you can.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're so
you're
welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk to all right. Let's do one more, and then we will talk about Sohail's offer. And then if we have time, we'll come back and take some more callers. Okay, 224 area code. You are on.
Hi.
224.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Who's this?
My name is Mary. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Mary. I like it when somebody's just ready to go. Yes, that's my
Absolutely.
Number. I'm muted and I'm ready to go. All right, Mary. What's your question?
My heart was racing. I'm like, I'm going to get picked, and I did. Okay, so.
And you did. You manifested it.
Thank you so much. My question is, I want to move forward with a coaching/healing business, and I give up too easy. I don't know if I'm going to attract any clients. I want to know if I have any blocks and if I should even pursue this. That is my question.
Okay. Hi, wonderful lady, full of energy. And then you're asking a question which you have already answered with your hi. Okay. There are no blocks. Like I would repeat that again. Dearest lady, just refer to your creator. And you tell him to remove the block, he damn well will remove the block for you. There is no way he says no to you. You just have to communicate with him. Energy healing, yes. I would suggest it highly. This is where I see you, actually. Okay, how to get the clients, how to do that, I don't know how you will reach there, but you will make it. You will make it 100%. Keep your spirits high, right? Okay, so what happens is, I personally feel, you find out, just give me a minute. You find out, there's a friend of yours, who actually helps you with this, this whatever you call it, marketing or whatever you call it. There is somebody around you, a friend who is into this thing, a friend or an acquaintance, somebody. He helps you out he helps you out with this thing. And you get your clientele. I would see you within a year booming with this business. So this is what you should be doing. Your future only has this thing what you were talking about. There are no blocks for you. Just talk to your divine creator. Just talk to him with authority. Ask him to remove all the blocks. And just call him out. Oh, God, please help me with this. He will help you with it. He will. I promise. Okay? And marketing, do not worry. It automatically, this is wisdom. This is Allah's knowledge. This is the divine's knowledge. I don't know much. I can only suggest, like I suggested you, but it will automatically happen. And I see you as a successful healer. Absolutely. Absolutely. There is no doubt about it.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much.
I'm telling you, don't let it go. This is your opportunity. This is your opportunity. Just step on it. Step on it as much as you feel. I at times in my life, I feel like, maybe, in my other professional life, like I'm basically a pilot, So at times I feel like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it. No, you can do it. Humans can do anything they put their hand to. Trust me on that. Anything.
And can I tell you something, Mary? When I first started the Telesummit business, I was coming out of the, I was in the financial industry. I used to be a lender, went through my divorce in 2008 and 9. That's when the banks had crashed, right? So everything stopped suddenly. So my business of 15 years, suddenly overnight was gone. And I used to listen to Telesummits because they helped me so much. And I used to just love it. I could listen for 4 or 5 hours a day. And then one day an email landed in my inbox saying, would you like to learn how to do Telesummits? and I jumped in. And I was able to create this Telesummit within 30 days, which nobody has been able to do. It takes typically 6 months to create a summit from scratch. I had zero list, my dear, zero. Zero customers. I just had a passion because Telesummits had helped me so much. Energy healing had helped me so much. I wanted to share that message with the world. I started with zero. And within 1 year, it crossed 7 figures. How? I have no clue. To this day, I have no clue. So never, ever discount your passions. Move in the direction of your passions because that's a calling from your soul. And then the rest, leave it up to the divine. Let him or her connect the dots for you. Okay?
Absolutely. But just add one or just 10 seconds. There could have not been a better example. You know, I didn't know if I could quote her. She quoted herself. This is so true. I know Iram from way back, and I know what she has gone through. This is what I was telling you, the divine, I call it the wisdom, the divine knowledge. How he takes you there is you leave it to him because he consults no human. If Allah has to change your life, he will not consult me. Oh, Sohail, how do I put her life together? No, he just does it his way. He doesn't tell anyone. So Iram could have not given a more beautiful example. I pick up my courage from this lady. You know, it's not a one way. It's not a one way that I'm telling her about her future. It is a two-way traffic with me and her. Because she picks me up when I'm down. And when I'm crying, she picks me up. When I cry for forgiveness to Allah, she picks me up. She puts the same examples into me. And I pick up my courage. And then, in order to, of course, now I have to pay her back. So I tell her about her future. So it goes like that. Please don't give up on your hope. Allah will help you all the way in this.
Thank you. Wow, so much energy from both of you. It's like tears coming out of my eyes.
May Allah be with you. God bless you, okay?
That's so
you
will
God bless you,
that's
too.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much with all my heart.
You're so welcome, of course. And that's basically one of the reasons why I trust Sohail to guide my beloved FHTJ community. Because it's, you know, I was talking to some people, too, and I'm going to start bringing this up more and more. It is a shame that in this, in our spiritual movement, in this self-development, personal development space, we have taken God out, and that is a shame. Because I've done that too, frankly. When you know, in the past, I was into when I watched The Secret and the Law of Attraction and all of that. Which was wonderful, you know, it was great because it gave hope at that time. But slowly and gradually, that whole thing, that narrative that developed, that, that, you know, it's all up to you. Well, that puts a lot of pressure and a lot of burden on a person. And we kind of took God out of the equation. I'm not saying that the law of attraction doesn't work, but there's a very major part that's missing, which is co-creation, which I know a lot of you are quite familiar with. Yet at the same time, we tend to co-create with our guides and with other energies, completely forgetting that there is this superpower the highest power, the divine, that is very, very compassionate, very loving, always guiding us. And so I can tell you that for the last few years, I basically turned away from all of those things. Does not mean that I don't take action in my life. Does not mean that I don't get healing sessions. Of course I do. That's why I'm talking to Suhail also. That's why I do all of those things. But now I have a very deep connection with the divine, and I, that's why I like what Suhail teaches, because he also keeps reminding people that your destiny, there is a higher power, very compassionate, that is going to guide you also, that is going to help you, that is going to pick you up. And just like what I said to Mary, that, you know, our souls are connected, our spirit is connected to the divine. It does know what your destiny is, by the way. And the way the soul communicates, you know, Suhail can speak our language, he can see the future, but the soul does not communicate in that language. It communicates in the language of emotions and feelings. So we feel that we want to do something. Oh, I would love, I have this yearning to do this and to do that. And that's how our soul is guiding us towards our passions. They're not a coincidence. And for, you know, for someone like you to come along, Suhail, that can verify that, that can reconfirm it. Because sometimes people are not aware enough to know if this is the call of the ego or the call of the soul. So that's where Suhail can be very helpful. Like, maybe, yeah, maybe not this, but move in that direction. So anyway, I want to just go ahead and announce. I want to talk about your offer, Suhail, because we are at the top of the hour and people usually have to go do other things or go to work by now. So blissupnow.com/Suhail Weekend. Suhail's name is spelled S-O-H-A-I-L. blissupnow.com, Suhail Weekend. You guys can read the story. Like I said, it's a crazy, wild story. Out of a sci-fi movie when he was a fighter pilot and how it started. And you can also read the testimonials. These are all testimonials from our SHTJ community, people that got those one-on-one sessions. We also have mine, Chris Atwood, who is the New York Times bestseller, author of The Passion Test. His testimonial is here as well, and Nyla and Gretchen, of course, because we all got sessions, and they all talked about their session as well. So in this weekend breakthrough, what you will have a chance to do is spend 2 days with Suhail, a weekend. He lives in Toronto, so you will fly out to Toronto, stay in Toronto. If you don't want to fly out to Toronto, you want to fly him out somewhere that you prefer to be at, that's possible, and you can discuss that in the consultation. So right now, there is a charge to have this consultation, which is a 30-minute consultation with Suhail. There's a charge because we want to discourage people that might think that, oh, maybe I can get a session for $100. He will not be answering any reading types of questions in this consultation. So please only take this token if you are interested in the weekend breakthrough and you just have some questions, some minor questions. Suhail basically is going to meet with you, and he's very particular about who he takes on as clients for this. So he will ask you what it is you need guidance on, what do you need his help on. And if he feels that, yes, he can help you, then he will let you know. He will take you on as a client. Your $100 will contribute towards your payment. There are only 2 spots available. The regular price of a weekend with Suhail is $15,000. He's giving us a $3,000 break, so you can get it for $12,000. However, like I said, only 2 spots that he can open up for us. And as he has told you during this call, that it is better, faster, deeper connection when you are in person with him. And I was talking to him because I've done this. I have spent time with him in person, and I have noticed that ever since we did that, ever since I physically met him, his readings for me have gone way deeper. It's like the information just flows through. Sometimes he just texts me about stuff, which is again quite freaky, where I'm like, I didn't even tell him that I was going to do this, and he'll just tell me that if you're about to do this, then, you know, don't do this or go this way or go that way. So it's quite interesting. But yes, the weekend breakthrough is really profound. The kind of information that you can find out is just amazing. So who is this for? If you feel, you know it. People that are meant to work with Sohail, they know it, that you need to break through. Either something is holding you back, something that you have been trying to manifest, and you don't know why it's not showing up, and you need guidance, you need to get a breakthrough. That's who this type of weekend breakthrough is for. If you are stuck in a love situation, you're trying to manifest love, or maybe you are in a relationship which is just not working out, you want to find out if you need to let it go or if you need to make it work, which direction is best for you. Typically, Sohail will try, if he sees that the relationship has potential, but both parties are not seeing the potential, then he will encourage you. But I have seen him give advice to people where he basically said, run, do not waste another minute. You need to get away from this person. And he will tell you, if he doesn't see you together in the future, he will tell you that as well. And like I said, he has seen people's soulmates that have not even shown up yet in their lives. He can see if this person is around you and you just haven't been paying attention, or if this person just hasn't come into your life. And around what approximate time frame you can expect to see them. Sometimes he will give you the exact description, sometimes even the name, that this is going to be their name. So it's pretty cool. If you have any questions regarding this, you can send them on the webcast. If I catch them before we end our let me know. That is so sweet. Dawn, that is such a sweet comment. Your show has saved my life. I'm so glad you pursued this telesummit. Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for writing that, Dawn. Thank you so much. So if you think you have met your twin flame and he's a manipulator and a narcissist, you need to get this session, because, you know, I will tell you guys, relationships have been my biggest and best teacher. And, yeah, I've believed it a couple of times that I've met my twin flame. And I felt that because it was a very painful relationship. And what it meant was, you know, move out of that relationship. We get so bought into and pulled into the fantasy of things, right? There's such a fantasy involved with, oh, my twin flame, my soulmate. Well, if the relationship is not fulfilling, if it's not making you happy, you know, come on, let's not buy into all of that stuff. It's just a lot of misguidance out there. Again, that's why I highly recommend to get to work with someone like Sohail, who is very aware of your divine destiny, but also his own divine destiny. He knows that he has a sacred responsibility. He is answerable to the divine for guiding the children of the divine. He cannot mislead, misguide anyone. So he's very, very, he's really in his integrity in when he guides people. He knows that he's being watched. And he will be answerable. This gift comes with a lot of responsibility. And that's why I feel confident when I recommend you guys to work with him, because I know he does not abuse his talents, his abilities, and he does not misguide people. So All right, it's awfully quiet at your end. I know you don't like talking about sales and stuff like that, so I did it for you, Sunil. You're welcome.
No, thanks. You're very kind. So sorry. I was
no,
just
it's
trying
okay.
To
see, I have a very different philosophy. I have never had a problem with sales because in my mind, I don't bring anything on my show that I don't believe in. So if I know it's going to help people, why would I not encourage them? So
no,
I have had my karma with money is really good. So,
absolutely.
No, thank
and you.
You
are so this thing with your clients, I tell you, when I got these sessions, I was getting clients from South Africa, Finland, Estonia, Latvia. And I was so, it was so mind-boggling. You remember I spoke to you. I said, man, you're all over the world, New Zealand, Australia.
Yeah.
Places like Indonesia, Malaysia. I mean, like you're all over the globe. And people were talking so much about you that, oh, Iram, I adore Iram. Iram has done this.
Thank
Iram
you.
Has done that. Before starting the session with
thank
me.
Thank you. I appreciate
so,
that.
So you, you
I appreciate
have
it. Thank
done.
You.
And
thank
so that's
you. I'm on it. It's a beautiful community.
No,
it's a very beautiful,
no,
loving
is.
Community. And
there is
and,
no
and
doubt.
They're amazing
well.
People.
They're amazing people.
So
Hill,
I have a few questions coming in. May I ask
yeah.
you those?
Please,
thank you
please.
For all those kind words, by the way. But
no.
Somebody's saying, what about people... for that are international clients, would you consider online? So I want to address this because we did talk about this, Rena, that this is not a session. So he did do Zoom sessions with people, and those are sold out. We're not doing those anymore. This is for the weekend breakthrough. This is where you spend a weekend with him. So you would have to fly out to Toronto if you want to spend time with him in Toronto. If you are not comfortable, for whatever reason, you don't want to go to Toronto, then you can fly him out to wherever you are. That may take a little longer to set up. Toronto is easier, of course, but that's how the whole idea is that you would be spending time with him in person because the connection becomes stronger when he is able to be in the same physical space as you, okay? So that's why we're talking about the weekend breakthrough. So this is not the one-on-one personal session, which was an hour long. We're not offering that anymore. Sohail doesn't have any time for that. This is just for the weekend breakthrough. So what you will do if you're interested, and you will know that you're the right fit for this, like I said, when you need to have a breakthrough and you absolutely must have it now and you want to move forward in a very focused, positive, fast way, you want to know when something is going to happen. And not exactly the what and the how, but a little bit direction on what are the things that you should be doing now so you can get there. Those kinds of things, you need a breakthrough, you don't want to waste any more time, then this is for you. And as it says on the offer page, this is not for everyone. There's a particular type of personality that likes to work with Sohail because he is, you know, remember, he's a fighter pilot. From his youth, he has been a fighter pilot. To this day, he's a test pilot for fighter jets. So he's fast-paced. This guy moves fast. And so people that want to have that breakthrough and they just don't want to waste any more time. They're done with waiting. They're done with wasting time, money, energy, all of those things. And they're ready for a breakthrough and they're ready to move at a fast pace. Those are the kind of people that are best fit for this weekend breakthrough. And believe me, when you are with Sohail physically, you will feel that fighter pilot energy. It's fast. It's decisive. It's action oriented. And how cool that you can kind of like have your radar and GPS and be able to see into the future through this oracle and make those decisions that will propel you. That's the word. You want to get propelled to forward in your life, you want to move to that next level, then this weekend breakthrough is for you. So what you will do is press on the link and pay the $100 deposit, and then one of our assistants will ask Sohail for a time. He will give you a booking. You will get on a Zoom call, talk to him for 30 minutes. If you have any questions, he will clarify your questions, and he will be able to see if you are a right fit for this or not. If you are not, and he decides that you're not a right fit, he will refund your $100. But if he says, yes, this is good to go, I'm ready to take you on, and for whatever reason, you decide not to move forward, then the $100 are not refunded, because we want to respect Sohail's time. That, you know, you only buy this token if you feel you are ready. You just have a few questions. You want some clarity on those questions, and you want to talk to him about that. There are only two slots that he's able to give to us, because he has other clients he's booked out, but he's opened up two slots, so two weekend slots, and they can be filled fairly quickly. So hopefully you'll be one of the lucky ones. So, and as you guys saw, when his 100 slots, when he did the sessions, once they were gone, they were gone. We had to turn away a lot of you guys, and I'm sorry, but he could only do 100 at that time, and they went very quickly. So same thing, once these two are gone, we will have to say sorry. So, all right, I think I got all the questions. Let me see if there are any in the Q&A. No, I don't see. You're so welcome, Rina. Okay. So we have, we don't have any more questions. Let me just refresh. Okay, some excited comments. I can't wait. One person actually wants to have career advice. Yes, he can answer you on that. He can help guide you. And another person wants to know about soulmate. So that's great. Yeah, get the token, talk to Sohail, and best of luck. Sohail, thank you so much again for being with us. It's so much fun as always, and I appreciate your time.
No, yes, thank
it always is.
Thank you in front of all your audience. You are, like always, you are, what should I say, marvelous. You're marvelous at your job. You're marvelous at your business. Mm-hmm. Everything. You are wonderful. Everything. Okay. God bless you. And may Allah
bless you
and do whatever you're looking for. Okay.
Thank you. Lots of love to all of you guys, and many divine blessings
to you
as well. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.